WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
This is the Firefly Funhouse, and I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey, guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. You're on Twitch, and we happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available. You can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
That's me. We're here. We're live. We're doing a thing. It's called The Rack. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Lindsay Ward, called WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us live as we talk about the worlds of sports and entertainment and professional wrestling.
We're going to have to change that. It's not sports and entertainment anymore.
I mean, it's still a sport, and it is entertainment.
True, but they're getting away from sports entertainment.
Well, that's why I said sports and entertainment, not sports entertainment.
Ah.
See, it's a little wordplay there. Sports and entertainment, known as professional wrestling. That's how that's done.
I don't know if we're back to the real thing, but we're back to something, that's for sure.
It's back to the what people like to say, so there's no longer a forbidden word. There's still a forbidden door, which we'll mention here in a minute, but there's no more forbidden word or words, combination of words, I don't know, phrases, it's...
No, there's still forbidden words, but they're forbidden by the network and not by WWE.
Well, WWE still has forbidden words, too, which are mainly many names. But the words professional wrestling are no longer forbidden, so it doesn't make that other place look as cool when they go, this is professional wrestling. It's just where that's why they're where the best wrestle.
Mm.
It's not just pro wrestling, it's where the best wrestle.
Yeah,
I heard it a bunch of times on Saturday on one show by Tony Schiavone. So It was a. It's where the best wrestle.
There you go.
We'll get to them here in a bit.
So, coming out of WrestleMania, yes, I know it was about 2 to 3 weeks ago, but, well, I went on vacation, so we're a week behind. So we have all the news that has stacked up during WrestleMania season that we have to go through. So get comfy, y'all, because there's a bunch of news. We're also going to be talking about something else regarding the Women's Championship later in the show. We'll get to that here in a minute. But yeah, stuff has happened.
Things have gone down.
Unexpected things have happened. So starting with WWE, Clash at the Castle is returning as a premium live event. This time it'll be at the OVO Hydro in Glasgow, Scotland. The date for the event is Saturday, June 15th. That actually will be a lot of fun.
That's a cool place. It could be. It's interesting timing because certain Scottish Warriors contract is up before that. So will they get a contract signed by then?
I mean, I'm sure they could at least pay him to do a one-off if they don't.
Oh, I know. I understand that. But which we'll get to at the very end of the WWE section. It's why certain contracts have not been situated just yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, about the event, yeah. That should be fun. It was kind of revealed by Nikon that their plan is for 5 premium live events in the States and Canada, then everything else to be international, is their hope.
I think they're trying to keep some of the major stuff here.
The big 5, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, Money in the Bank, and WrestleMania, will be all North America. Everything else, the other 6, I guess, 7 or 8, whatever you want to do it, however many they end up doing, would be international. Like, you have your 2 Saudi Arabia shows, you have your 1 in Glasgow, you have 1 in France, and next wherever. Month. Yeah, next month.
There's 1 in Germany.
There's 1 in Germany, yeah. Berlin, Bastard Berlin or whatever. So that's the plan. That's their plan with premium live events, which makes it interesting. But timing wise, it's like, okay, now we know we only have to be available for certain shows at 8 o'clock. Everything else will be at different times. So it kind of will make things intriguing of how to watch.
Recapping's fun.
Meg's recapping a lot of fun. The only guarantee is we know when we'll be recapping WrestleMania after WrestleMania. Everything and Royal Rumble. Everything else is kind of up for grabs. And we don't even know when WrestleMania is going to be anymore. Because that may be in May now. So who knows?
They can't move it to May.
They might. They may.
It's always been in March and April, though. Like, always.
Yeah, but they
can't move wrestling Christmas. That's not how it works.
They want to avoid the Final Four now, so they're going to be moving away from that weekend. So,
okay, well, plan accordingly. You can do it earlier. You don't have to do it later.
Well,
you can
do it earlier. They want to do it. The idea is to do it a couple weeks later, the chance of the warm weather, because they complain about Philly being cold. I'm sorry, you got a rare weekend. It was cold in Philadelphia in April. Sorry.
You know, that's what you get for going to a northern city that doesn't believe in a dome.
No, they won't screw over Mother's Day. It would probably be the first weekend of May if it happened in May.
They can't do that. That's my birthday.
I mean, they can.
They shouldn't. That's my birthday.
I mean, they can. It's possible. Who knows?
Actually, the first part of May is my birthday.
I would.
But sometimes
it
falls on a weekend.
I would say, if my gut tells me, it's probably going to be moved like a week or two after, depending on when Easter falls and such. I think they're just going to push WrestleMania back by a week or two. It won't make it to May. I think it'll stay in April.
Yeah, just like put it after the Final Four, because the Final Four has been over for a minute. And, you know, okay.
Because it ties into what we're talking about.
Yeah, because, I mean, WWE has also announced that it'll bring Friday Night SmackDown and King and Queen in the Ring to the premium live event in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia next month. This is the first time that SmackDown will be heading Jeddah on May 24th, and the PULE will follow on May 25th. So that's an interesting development.
Yeah, one, that they're bringing back King and Queen in the Ring, which was they were going to do before, and then they changed it to Night of Champions or whatever last year. So it's coming back this year. Because they had to crown the world champion and whatever last year with Rollins and stuff. But yeah, them bringing SmackDown over. I wonder if it's to add another event to kind of help make up for something.
Could be.
Because they're required to do X amount over a certain period of time, and maybe this is to kind of expedite things or kind of make up for COVID. Yeah. Which it could be.
It could be. I mean, or it's just they're trying to keep relations good, and it's... Because they have a whole big, like, complex over there. They have WWE World over there. Yeah. So, like, it's just one more thing where they're sort of establishing a footprint there. But it could be to make up, but I think it's more, hey, let's... Just because it might be a little bit easier, I don't know. I mean, they'll definitely make more money off of it. To do a SmackDown and then do the PLE the next day, because you can sell packages, you can do whatever. And then that way they don't necessarily have to pre-tape SmackDown. It will suck for the U.S. unless they just tape it there and then delay the airing here in the U.S.
Yeah, it'd be like they're doing, which they've been doing, which they're going to do with, are they doing one in France? Or I think they're doing the one in France over there. But I know the one in Glasgow, as we mentioned, is going to have SmackDown, I think.
It makes sense because they're already over there, and it's easier to do it there on the day that you're supposed to do it and just delay the airing.
Yeah,
it's a few hour delay. Than it is to try and pre-tape it and do like a 4-hour show or do a 5-hour show on a Monday and try to get everything pre-taped. You can just go ahead and do it live, and it just makes more sense.
Yeah, one of them.
And that way you get more out of it.
Yeah, one of them later this year. One of them this year is going to be over there. I don't remember which one in particular.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know, but before we get there, things are getting shaken up because the WWE draft is returning on the 26th of April and the 29th of April, so we'll see who goes where next week and who Jetta gets and who everybody else gets, depending on the rosters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Smack the one from France will be there. The night before. So next Friday, they'll be in France for SmackDown.
Oui, oui. Tribal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the drafting is coming, which will be fun. We'll talk about more of that next week. We'll kind of look ahead to it next week on the show.
We'll preview it.
We will preview the draft. Make some bold predictions.
And we'll see where Gilia?
Julia.
Julia, thank you. Falls. I knew that. I just didn't know that. Because she appears to be headed to NXT after appearing in the crowd at Stand and Deliver. She's officially finished up with New Japan and is coming to the States. She came over WrestleMania weekend. So we'll see.
She should be here around July, probably. And then next June, July, she should be fully ingrained into WWE's product. Kind of the plan with her. And she'll be supposedly working... for Marigold as well, but we'll see. But Julia's had it over here.
There we go. Yeah. Logan Paul have announced that they are having a baby. Congratulations. And also Ruby Soho and her husband have announced that they're having a baby. So congratulations to everyone involved, because that's awesome.
Yeah, they did it after a show. People thought it was an angle. Like, no, it's real. They're dating. They're having a baby.
So she's really pregnant, y'all.
She's really pregnant, yeah.
And both good news for both Damian Priest and Cody Rhodes. They have signed new contracts with WWE, so they will be staying around.
Yeah, it's good. Good news for all. It'd been widely speculated Cody's had one on the table, but finally got around to signing it. And Damian,
you wanted to see how WrestleMania turned out.
It was signed a little bit before, but they were talking and trying to figure it all out. And Damian signs a new contract and magically is the world champion.
How about that?
How about it?
Well, I mean, they had plans to make him the world champion, but it's like, pull the trigger.
Good timing. Security.
Very good timing. And then some not so good news. One of these names makes me really sad. WWE let some people go on the corporate side.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting names on here. The first one, which caused actually quite a lot of waves, was Sue Atchison. She was WWE's director of community relations. She received the Warrior Award a couple years ago. She was WWE's longest tenured employee. I think she'd been there like 30, 40 years.
30-something years, yeah. That was a big shakeup there. But it's surprising, but with all the corporate changes going on, it's not as surprising.
But for someone like that, you would think, and maybe they did offer it and she didn't take it, but you would think that they would offer her like some kind of like early retirement or a way to bow out gracefully, as opposed to like just straight up firing her, which is apparently what happened. And it caused a lot of waves in the company because she was very well liked. She was very well loved. She was well respected. She was responsible for the reading program in WWE that they had for a few years. She was kind of the figurehead of it. She was a driving force behind a lot of those initiatives. And so, yeah, unfortunately, Sue is gone. Joining her is Dan Ventrell, who's the executive VP of talent.
Which is why all contracts weren't being signed.
And replacing him, I think, is Shawn Michaels.
No.
No?
No. There are a couple of people that are going to be Matt Altman and one other man is going to be working, going to be in charge of talent relations, whatever, however you want to phrase it. And they will report to Shawn directly. And then they will also report to Hunter directly. So it's like more of the scouting side goes to Shawn because Shawn is developmental. And then other stuff goes to Hunter. So that's where everything folds. It's Shawn did not replace him in that manner. People just report to Shawn. People report to Hunter.
So Hunter's getting his positions back.
They're getting. Maybe. I don't think he's getting. He's getting people in line. Everyone's being lined up accordingly.
He's putting his people in place. He and Nick Khan.
I would say Nick Khan is putting his people in place. Yes.
And also let go was Sid Scalia. He was the general or the assistant general manager of NXT UK.
Mm-hmm. With them not up and running, it makes sense that to let him go and work elsewhere.
I don't know if he's doing anything.
I know, because NXT UK has been on ice for a year, so.
Yeah. And then last but not least, this makes me really sad. They let Rob Schomburger go.
Yeah. Longtime guest of the show.
Very talented individual.
He did not waste any time to get a new gig.
No.
It's being teased. He'll be with a crossover with AEW on Monday.
Good for him.
He wasted no time.
No, I wouldn't blame him.
Lying something up. So they teased that today.
He's making the jump, y'all. And sticking with the releases, let's head over to AEW and talk about AEW's releases, because they actually had some, like, straight up real releases, which ruffled some feathers a little bit. Stu Grayson, George Ole, Gravity, Slim J, Parker Boudreau, Brandon and Brendan Tate of the Boys, Anthony Henry, Jose the Assistant, and Dasha Currit. But what's interesting about this is apparently one of these was a take back cease.
Yeah, right and away.
Anthony Henry was released because he was being fired while he was injured. And they were like, oh, yeah, no. We totally didn't mean to do that. Yeah, no. Come on back. So they took back Anthony Henry. So I believe he is still employed. Yeah, but there was a little scuff up about the fact that they fired him while injured.
Okay.
And he got injured working for them.
This was one of the more interesting stories we could not cover because of WrestleMania. And also, Matt Hardy is a free agent, just to tie it all together. This happened on April 1st. So for a company who does not do releases, usually let's just wait, a contract's out, did releases on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Which was
the timing of it
weird.
Was interesting. Like, Parker Boudreau.
For a second, everybody was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Parker Boudreau, who earlier that day or that weekend was like, yeah, I'm still with AEW, who hasn't been with the company in months, had to delete his tweet about being with the company later that night because he was let go from the company. So that was something. Dasha's is out of them all, Dasha's the most surprising. She's been a talented ring announcer for them, but they have a bunch of people that they use, so they cut her. But everyone was up in arms about Anthony Henry because he was injured. He didn't get hurt working for them. He got hurt working in an independent, but he is under contract with them. And apparently this is going to be more of a thing where they're going to figure out, probably going to release more people as they figure out their budget and things going forward. These were budget cuts. Despite anything they say, they were budget cuts.
Yeah, Tony kind of came out and made some comments about the fact that he sort of overextended himself.
Because he's put out a lot of money. So the lower end people got the shaft, even though that was not the premise of the company for the longest time. But here we be. But they made some announcements on the positive end, though.
They did. Actually, just real quick on Matt Hardy, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I wonder if... Wonder if Jeff will follow.
Jeff's under deals longer, has more time.
But I wonder if Jeff will follow when his is up, or if they'll re-sign him.
I don't think they'll re-sign him, because the Hardy Boy value is not the highest at the moment. Let me just be honest with everyone. It's not. They AEW blew the run. Injuries and whatnot probably got in the way, but they had a chance to do something, but the Hardy Boy name is not what it was. And yep, that's kind of the deal. I feel like that if they had a premise for what to do with them, they had an idea. It never translated, and because of timing, injuries, what have you, just never worked out for the run that they were trying to give them. It just didn't work.
No, so we'll see. Yes, they did make some announcements for the positive. They have released their schedule for the remainder of the year. So Sunday, May 26th, AEW Double or Nothing will be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. On June 30th, Forbidden Door at the UBS Arena in Elmont, New York.
Gonna stop you really quick. That was reportedly going to be where they play the U.S. Open. Where they usually go, yeah. Wherever the tennis courts are, the mm-hmm. tennis stadium, that got changed. So that's why it's only in Elmont, but not at the tennis area. Continue.
Mm. August 25th, they will be in London for All In at Wembley Stadium. September 1st, they'll be at All Out at the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Shocker. October. They're going back to Chicago for All Out. Shocking.
I wonder if they have any more footage they can air.
I wonder. Shocking that it... Okay, that is dumb. Doing it back-to-back weekends. It sucked last year. Like, okay. Anyway, continue.
Gotta get it in, baby. Gotta get it in. October 12th, Wrestle Dream at the Tacoma Dome in Tacoma, Washington. Saturday, November 23rd. The previous one was also Saturday. Full Gear will be at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. The 28th of December will be World's End at the Addition Financial Arena in Orlando, Florida.
So Saturday, we got a couple Saturday ones in there. I like they went out in front of it and put everything out there for scheduling purposes, so people can travel. Two, I think they've booked Saturdays so they can get in front of WWE later in the year. That's why because if you look, the earlier ones are on a Sunday. They kind of got out and took the dates before WWE could for, you know, the 12th. Because I think last year, the Thanksgiving one was a bit of a fight for who can get it first. So they got out in front of it. So
yeah. I mean, that's good for them. They got out in front of it.
But that's great. That's great for me doing shows on a Saturday right before CB Radio. I can't wait.
You're so excited.
I cannot wait for Saturday AEW pay-per-views. Brent is going to be ecstatic.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. But, yeah. So, tickets will be available. Pay attention to AEW's website for when they go on sale.
AEWtix.com for all details.
Ding. Carlos Cabrera has joined the AEW Spanish Announce team, so congratulations to him.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on to... the T of the N of the A, TNA Wrestling, a subsidiary of Anthem Sports and Entertainment, today announced a partnership with AOZAT, AYOZAT TV, bringing its wrestling content back to Britain's hugely popular Sky platform. Classic TNA premium live events will air Wednesday and Saturday nights from 9 p.m. channel onwards. That's weird, from 9 p.m. on the channel. That's a weird way to phrase that.
Well, every Wednesday and Saturday night from 9 p.m. on the channel, which, because they said channel 186 is within parentheses. That's kind of why they phrase it like that. Continue.
It should be like from 9 p.m. on. TNA's greatest matches and TNA in 60 will also be broadcast on the channel every Monday at 11 p.m. and every Friday at 9 p.m., giving millions of fans across the UK access to TNA's full history of blockbuster stories, marquee matchups, and larger-than-life world-renowned stars. So congratulations to them.
They're back in the UK. It's always good.
Growth is good.
Yeah.
We will not complain about growth.
Blame Brents.
Let's do Blame Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Oh, Brent. Oh, Brent. Brent, 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 Brent. You just had to, didn't you? So up first, we have Matt Cardona. He has a torn pec.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He had surgery on it and is recovering.
Yeah, he had surgery today. He's recovering. So hopefully he gets better really soon.
And nobody else got hurt. Bye.
I'm
just kidding. So as we all saw, maybe on Monday Night Raw, Rhea Ripley was forced to relinquish her title because she has sprained her AC joint, that is her shoulder. She will be out approximately 3 months.
Hashtag blame Brent.
4 to 6 weeks for range of motion, about 3 months for recovery, which is why the Women's World Championship was vacated.
There is no Women's World Champion on Raw, which leads us to our discussion of who should become the Women's World Champion, because they're going to crown a new one on Monday. But yeah, this sucks. Rhea was on a roll, so I hope that she comes back better and stronger and more badass than ever. And she has already put people on notice that she's coming back for her title. And she and Liv have been going back and forth on Twitter.
And we'll talk about who should be the next Women's World Champion after this.
So you've been listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post-show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use creator code ROCK and sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana of the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio Show on the Wildcat Network.
Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to Rack Radio, the Wildcat Radio Network.
Wild Talk.
Mother.
I don't know. I think we should keep it. I think it's funny.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to Rack Radio on Wild Talk Radio.
Perfect.
Wait, I'll do Rack Radio Show. Sorry. All right, okay. One more time.
One more time.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio. Take four. I'm a take four master.
Now I don't feel so bad.
There you go. The world is a vampire.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. If you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we're back. We are talking all about the vacated Raw Women's Championship because Rhea Ripley's injured.
Yes.
And who should take up the mantle?
It's...
I don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know if I would... want to be the one that follows Rhea.
It's always difficult when you're going, when you're the next person who have to live up to a reputation that was set in front of you in terms of standard, in terms of length of a title reign, especially coming off injury, you're like, or you're already being seen as the transitional champion because we all know the reign was not going, was not supposed to end the way it did. When a champion gets beat, that's one thing. But giving the belt up and having to vacate it, the next person is without the transitional champion. So WWE has to weigh options, and they've probably been weighing the options since they got the diagnosis back a couple of days ago, or a few days ago at this point, that she had to give up the belt, which is why they have not announced officially what they're doing, other than, hey, this Monday on Raw, we are doing something to determine a brand new women's world champion. Whether that's a singles match between Liv and Nia, a multi-women match, a mini tournament of some sort. They have not exactly announced what it would be. It'd be interesting if they put it up to the ladder match on Raw to determine a new women's world champion. That'd be different and exciting, and all the things. But they haven't actually announced who or what's going to happen. And maybe tomorrow on SmackDown they can they'll announce some stuff on SmackDown. Who knows? Maybe they'll put some SmackDown people in like. You take four from SmackDown, four from Raw, and kind of do a tournament of some sort. Because look up and down the roster, they have a bunch of talent, but a lot of it is in a position where you got like the KCs, Kaden and Katana. They're not women's world title contenders right now. They're tag mm-hmm. team. They're the tag division. Ivy and like it would be cool to see like an Ivy Nile like be showcased and get an opportunity. But you also realize she's not going to win it right off the bat. Like, to me, doing that, giving it to like a Tegan or an Ivy Nile as a surprise would be different. Because it would like break away from where you see the direction going. But then it goes back to the point of, well, then that's clearly a transitional champion. But it also legitimizes somebody where when they finally win their world championship, they're considered to be a top-tier talent. Case in point, Liv Morgan. She's won a women's title before. Now she's, when you think of the top contenders, her name is already at the top of that list.
And she's the one that injured Rhea, so...
It would be interesting. Accidentally. And you do the whole tie-in where Rhea accidentally injured her or whatever, where that's the way they called it on TV. When she went out, so it kind of plays a part of the story. If your intent is to bring Rhea back as a babyface and kind of turn Liv based on fan backlash and whatnot, you could put it on Liv and you see what kind of traction and momentum you get there. The obvious choice that some people have been talking about is Nia. She's been in the title picture since she's come back. She is a top talent that they have, and she would be the heel to, you know, keep a Liv Morgan face or anyone else who you want to put in the up against the heel and can use, like, it's a plug and play type thing. Nia as the heel, replacing Rhea as the heel, so you can put whatever baby faces you were going to put towards Rhea in that same spot. Like, you could do a Liv and Nia feud. They hinted, but again, hinting and what they actually do are two different things, because you got to make sure they have baby faces ready for Liv if they go in that direction. And that's kind of where we're at right now with the entire roster. It's like, I would say the roster leans more heel in terms of people, especially on Raw with Shayna and Zoe, and Piper and Chelsea, and Nia. You're kind of in more of a heel in terms of featured talent that could be seen. Zoe Stark's an interesting name. But SmackDown is not as heavy with people as well, because SmackDown is very limited in terms of, you got what, 6-7 women on there too. So it's like, you're not heavy on women on either side.
Sorry to cut in, but the difficulty with SmackDown is it's very faction heavy.
Yeah, so with them. Yeah.
You can't really move people off of SmackDown onto Raw. It's feasible, but you have a lot of people that are in factions. So you'd have to break up the faction, and you'd have to move the whole faction over in order to make that work.
But
you have like Jade and Naomi and Bianca. You have, you know, Io Sky and Damage Control. You have, who else do you have over there?
That's pretty much what you got. Bailey.
And Bailey, who's the champion, so you can't move her.
But no, why do you drip? No, you can't. No, I'm talking in terms of pulling one for this week. You can swap people over, and you can break up people. And like, the easiest group to break up is the Bianca, Jade, and Naomi. If you want a hot shot of babyface over from SmackDown to Raw, even before the draft. And again, them having non-specific titles helps a lot in this situation, where crowning a new women's world champion, and then having, if you have to move people back to SmackDown, it doesn't hurt things, because it doesn't hurt the brands anymore, because they are world champions and then WWE champions. They're not brand specific anymore.
If you wanted to bring somebody over from SmackDown, you could bring a Tiffany Stratton, you could bring a Shotzi. But you could still bring her if she was healthy.
Tiffany's an interesting name. I want to stop you with Tiffany. That would be an interesting name to bring over to Raw and have her win the title. Like, she's a name that you could hotshot something with.
That's kind of what I was thinking, and that's where I was leaning before the show, was like, well, you have Tiffany. She's ready to go. You could just bring her over and have her win that title, and then there's already, I think, bad blood between her and Rhea. And the two of them would do some really good business together when Rhea comes back, because you can have Tiffany be sort of the anti-Rhea, right? Because she does the sort of the Barbie girl gimmick. That's what she's doing with all the sparkles and the pink and everything else. And then here comes Rhea and her goth gimmick.
You could do that. That's for sure. But Tiffany would be an interesting choice if you want to shake up the roster before the draft and have her win the women's world title. Naomi or Bianca, that's an easy plug and play. To come over and sort of make a surprise. Hey, a SmackDown wrestler won the Raw Women's World title. And kind of make the play to even shake things up for the draft, where it's like, okay, now that she has this title, where does she fall? And whatnot. It would be an interesting way to play things.
You know one name we have not thrown out right off the bat? We have not thrown Becky out right off the bat. And I know, nobody knows what's going on with her contract.
And that was mainly why, because she's the very obvious choice of, hey, we need a champion, so let's put on Becky. But I wouldn't go there with her. I'd leave her away from it. I wouldn't want to bring her back for it. I know she's on tour right now, but I wouldn't bring her back, break glass in case of emergency, break glass and put her back on Raw this week and have her win the women's title, because they built it up for WrestleMania and she lost.
But if you want to play it, there was once upon a time where the man was quite the ultimate opportunist. And this is an opportunity that if she wants to get her title back, she could get her title back.
I think this is not the spot for it, though.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying this is a shot for her.
Oh, yeah. And she would be the most reliable choice to put in that position, even though she has 7-6 weeks left on her contract. you can, and I don't think she's going anywhere. I think she's going to stay in WWE, whether she takes a break or changes her status. She's not going anywhere long term. It's just a matter of dollar cents and length of contract and mail and dates. I think that's kind of what's in play there. But I don't think she's like, I don't think she's the choice. I don't think she should win the title. I think that becomes more the status quo, just because we saw her win a women's title in the last 6 months and kind of do the role they would put her back into. I think if she won at WrestleMania, that would have been a bigger to-do. I think her coming in and winning the title on Raw devalues what they did at WrestleMania, and I think long-term kind of hurts things for the whatever they do with the Becky character. I think her coming up short is kind of a sign of, hey, we can now take the character in different directions because you get to spice it up a little bit. So falling back on her to like, hey, Rhea got hurt, now we need you, I think she would even say, like, maybe you go with somebody else, because that's been her whole thing, is she needs more people to wrestle. And if you're able to elevate more people under her level, makes for better TV for her, and makes better TV for everyone else. And that's kind of what she was trying to do in the fall, is elevate some people. And she did a pretty decent job with it. They showcased a bunch of good matches on Raw and NXT. And it helped Tiffany, it helped Lyra fully establish themselves on both NXT and now on the main roster. I think Becky was a huge part of why Tiffany is where she's at in terms of stature in the company, the series of matches they had. But yeah, it's not the very obvious choice of, hey, who do you put in this spot? Because it's not.
I will say I'm not sure if I want Liv in the spot. And it has nothing to do with whether she did or didn't hurt Rhea. It was really cool when Liv won her title. They built to it. They kind of floundered on it, but they built to it. And then she won. And then she lost it. And then she couldn't get it back. And then she's just sort of been there. I don't know if I necessarily want to see Liv as champion. But I don't know if I really want Nia as champion either. It's hard to know how they're going to do this. Because you would think that they would wait for the pay-per-view. Or you think that they would do it for the night of the draft, right? Because everybody, in theory, will be there because you don't know if you're getting drafted or not. So the night of the draft, you could mix both rosters and have both rosters there and do like a battle royale or something like that, where it's up for grabs for the entire women's roster, not just Raw or SmackDown, excluding Bayley, where you have a chance for, say, like Damage Control to get the Raw title, or Jade's group to get the Raw title.
Here's why I think they're doing it on Raw and not the premium live event. Travel things. If it was a stateside premium live event, I think it would be no brainer. But because it's going to France, they probably had to like get all the travel stuff ahead of time, I guess, maybe situate
it. It could be, but it's just, it's, you would think they would do it then, but maybe not. So I don't know. But to me, I like the choice of Tiffany. I think Tiffany would be to give her the title and run with it is a good idea. I don't know if I necessarily want to see a Nia Jax heel title run. Like, that honestly just doesn't do anything for me personally. It's not saying that she couldn't do it. It's just, for me, like I said, it's going to be very hard for whoever follows Rhea, because Rhea was such a dominant champion and she was such a larger than life champion that anybody that follows her is going to have to do that same thing. That's why it's like my brain is going really heavily to Tiffany, because she has a very strong personality. It's a very loud character. She can be out there. She can be up in people's faces. She can be physically dominant. Like, I would think if Jade was in a little bit better position, like if they hadn't just debuted her, you could put her out there.
It'd be too early for Jade. Yeah.
It's way too early for Jade. If she was a little bit more established, I might go with Jade. Naomi is a strong choice, but I don't know what that does to that group, right? To take her out of it. Because obviously they've got Jade with Naomi and Bianca to really build her up and get her in a good place. Not saying it's a bad thing. It's just, and Naomi would definitely deserve it. It's just, I think they have bigger plans for those three than this, but we'll see. Because you could easily switch them and move Naomi back over to SmackDown and put Bayley on Raw. And then that way Jade's group has the title, but then you're kind of rehashing the damage control storyline that they just concluded with Bailey and EO and everything like that. So I don't know if they want to do that.
I think they're still trying to figure it out what they want to do. I think Tiffany's a good idea. I think Nia's a decent idea, just because if you have Nia win it, you can bring either a Naomi or a Bianca over from SmackDown in the draft and then flip the belt to the babyface there. Nia's more of the transitional champion. You build out one of those two as the next top strong contender at whatever the next premium event would be, and go from there.
The other name that we haven't really talked about, don't know where she's at in terms of returning, if she's coming back, but we have not talked about Alexa.
Ooh, I don't put her in the title picture right off the rip. It would be a surprise. It would be a surprise, but I don't know if she's ready. I don't know. I don't think that's the spot you debut her back with, is winning the title.
I mean, if you need somebody to hold it, she could do it.
She could do it if she's ready. That's for sure. Yeah, but I don't know if that her character would be ready for it, though.
Because the way that I honestly see them doing this is they're going to do it like via a battle royal or like a 6-person match, like, or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a battle royal, because that kind of is just a little too much. I think a tournament of some sort, or a 4-way or something.
Yeah, where you narrow it down somehow, and you're going to have surprises. You could have some people come up from NXT, and that's more what I see, is people coming up from NXT. But again, it's, they could just stick with the Raw roster, and they could just say, this is what we're doing, and then they worry about it with the draft, and they figure it out with the draft. Like, that's why I'm just, like, so surprised that, again, they are doing it Monday, and they're not waiting. They're not either doing it at the draft, or they're not doing it after. A little surprising.
It is a little surprising. They also could be setting up a match where, hey, whoever wins, and then you do winner faces Becky at the premium live event on Saturday.
We don't know what they're going to do, and that's what makes this difficult. But I wouldn't say no to Alexa. I wouldn't say no to Tiffany. I deal with Nia. Be okay with Teagues.
I would hope they do something out of the norm with it, but a Nia Liv one is fine, because that's an easy built story.
You know what would be amazing?
Hmm.
Is if Indy wins it.
He's surprising. Like,
you want to talk about a surprise win where she pulls it out and she gets the win, and suddenly she and Candace have the title.
It would be surprising, but I don't know. I don't think it's. I don't think the story's there yet. I don't think they're there yet with her for it.
The problem is they're not there with a lot of people, but they got to put the title on somebody.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying I think they're more in the tag story rather than going and break that story up. I think they're not showcased enough in terms of time for it to work. That's the weird thing. You have to. Who gets the longer matches? Who's not doing the 2 minutes matches? I mean, Chelsea Green would be a surprising name to win the title. Just out of a fluke, it would be hysterical. But we'll see. We'll see what happens on Monday. I mean, we'll talk about it then to see who gets it.
Chelsea winning would be hilarious. But yeah, we will talk about it Monday. So tweet us. Let us know what you think in terms of who should take the Raw title home. But with that, I think we're done.
We are done. Which means tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Waiting for the music kick. There we go. We'll be GM battles. Myself and Brent will go head to head and try to figure out who's healthy and who's not on our teams, and see what happens. We're going to head to WrestleMania tomorrow. So that's what we'll be booking to WrestleMania tomorrow night. On GM battles, Saturday night, it's Uno, and for game night at 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Radio live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll have a Greater Than Great debate on 4:20, so figure that one out. And we'll have the Excalibur Challenge, which means there's no WTR Sunday night, which means Monday, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by CBRO Not So Live, talking about AEW Dynasty, which means Lindsay gets to make picks this weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
But I don't want to.
You're the expert, so you're making picks.
I am not
statistically. Statistically, you are an expert at AEW. Anyway, we're back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview the WWE Draft at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. wherever you get your podcast, or search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com says Wild Talk Radio Network Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use code Rock and Sock or
Nins M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, L-I-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. Last night we rolled for Adventurine and we got him. And coming this Tuesday is Genshin 4.6. And Father will be fathering and we will be likely spending money because we're going for Arlecchino and the weapon. Because Father needs her weapon. So come tune into that for the pain, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbaLinzWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinzWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and do all the things, go check out Matt over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all his amazing content. Like it, subscribe to it, say hi, tell him he's awesome because he's a cool guy. So with that, you've been listening to The Rock Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're gone. We'll talk to you later. Bye.